forecast, in fact, from the Hurricane Center, calls for late tonight, about 2 in the morning, this thing to have 40-mile-per-hour winds, and that will give it a name. It'll either be Tropical Storm Hermine or Ian. We have another one off the Carolina coast that's really close. That's forecasted by 2 a.m. tomorrow morning to be a storm as well, too. Now, it moves west-northwest today, but then during the day on, well, Tuesday into Tuesday night, it actually starts to turn to the northwest. And then during the day on Wednesday, it turns north and northeast. And that means by Wednesday night, this thing is due west of Tampa, off our coast, probably about 150 miles or so, and moving to the northeast with 50-mile-per-hour wind. And then it crosses Florida up near the Big Bend area, north of Citrus County, Thursday afternoon and evening hours. And so our worst weather would be Wednesday late and into Thursday and Thursday night. And then things gradually will be clearing out on Friday. At this point, the Hurricane Center says it could be 50, 60-mile-per-hour winds, so a pretty good tropical storm. And if it takes that track, what will happen by Thursday is our winds will turn to the southwest, and that's going to push the water up. So we're not only going to have heavy rainfall, which you would normally expect, we've got the wind, but we're also going to be looking at a storm surge threat for especially Thursday into Thursday evening.